James, wrong end of the result tonight, but you've got to be proud of the effort the boys put in. Lots of guts and determination, aren't they?
Yeah, we improved. We improved today. We didn't get beaten on effort. We got beaten on certain moments in the game. We came up with the wrong choice and some errors, which hurt us. But we made some strides today. We made some small ones last week, but we played a lot better this week than last week. And if we can improve like that again next week, we're starting to get back into the frame of it.
22 points, 4 tries, but never really able to sustain enough pressure on Wigan?
Never had any field position. We scored 22 points, all out of some good footy, but never really camped on their try line. So it's been a problem for us all year, and we'll continue to try and work on that. But when we had a chance in the second half to try and maybe turn the screw a little bit, errors killed us.
And on the other end of that, 7 tries for them, is there defensive concerns that come with that?
It comes with energy. It comes with energy. We lost 2 people in the middle really early in the game. We have one with ribs, there's about 3, and we dropped the ball. They had a lot more ball than us. And they've got some big, strong, powerful athletes. 40 points for us against Wigan. I think people forget that last week Cassie was top 4 last year, got 40 points put on, and St Helens got 40 points put on as well. So, they put on 30-odd points against Warrington last week. So it's probably not as bad as what some people think.
You mentioned a few injuries there, and Ian Kirk in particular only just got back in the side after injury, hasn't he? Sickness tonight as well for him?
Yeah, broken thumb. Obviously you'll see a specialist and realise whether he needs an operation in the pin or not. Realistically, he could be anywhere from 3 or 4 weeks up to 7 or 8, so we'll see what the diagnosis is or not.
And Ben Kavanagh, how do you think he went first game up?
I thought he was really good. Hasn't played for a couple of weeks. I thought he played lots of minutes. Shows he's got some potential for us. Definitely added something to our team, I think, tonight.
You need leaders at a time like this, don't you, I guess? And I think Nick Scruton maybe stepped up tonight and showed, again, his qualities in that respect. Good performance from him.
He tried hard. He played big minutes in the back end of the game. We're short of players, and we need people like him to play well. So looking forward to hopefully seeing improved effort from everyone next week.
And 1 or 2 changes in the team. Jacob Miller, for example, tonight. What was behind that?
Him and Joe. Halifax caused a few problems on that left edge. He's done some good things for us this year, but we need to improve defensively. For those people who come up short each week, where possible, if we get some people back, we're going to look to try and strengthen up that area. So that's in all areas, not just at 6. We need to continually, try and pick people who are able to defend well, and Jacob can. He just needs a little bit more practice on it, and that's the same reason for Joe, same reason for Jared Summitt. We need to pick people who can do it, but we need to do it each and every week.
I'm going to catch you with a smile on your face after a Wildcats game one of these days, James. Oh, I've got one on your face now. Can you afford to be optimistic going into next week?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to having a weekend with no footy. We was able to have a good turnaround into the game. I'm looking forward to trying to improve again yet for St Helens. We've got some steps to make still, but that's fine. We understand that. We've acknowledged it. And we're looking forward to trying to do it.